This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 354. Three Keys Misha asks three crucial writing questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear answers to student Misha's writing questions that you may also have. Listen up and stop worrying about your IELTS essays. Good morning or afternoon or evening, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesome student guest today, Misha from Russia. And we've been talking a lot lately, Misha.
Hello, everybody.
Misha, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Why are you taking IELTS?
Again, hello, everybody. I'm taking IELTS because I need a visa to Australia. Me and my family decided to move to this country and want to find our life there.
Excellent. Awesome. Misha has been one of the most active students in our closed Facebook group and has been asking some awesome questions. I just answered another one of your questions this morning in there about writing. So let's talk about writing. You have some really specific questions to ask. And I know for sure that our listeners also have some of these same questions. So guys, as you're listening today, please pay attention closely and take notes on my answers and some of what Misha is going to ask and what we talk about. Okay, so let's get to the questions. Misha, what are you worried about? What are you wondering about?
My questions are about handwriting. I mean about the art of handwriting, or more directly about lack of it. Because my writing is seriously wry and also wide, so I suppose I have about 6 or maybe 7 words per one line.
Yeah.
So, and I also didn't get IELTS before, so maybe I don't know some things which I can find after the exam, but still I have those questions. First of all, my first question is about sheets on the exam. So I know that that by default the examiner is given 2 sheets for task 2. But as I tried already when I was preparing to task 2, that 2 sheets is not enough for me. And so my first question is, what should I have to do? When should I ask an extra sheet? Because I've heard from you on some of your podcasts that you told that examiner doesn't like when some of the students is asking about extra sheet.
That's totally fine. So listeners, one thing that we talk about in our course is getting used to what the exam paper looks like. So like in every power hour, if you are at the point where you're ready to start timing yourself, you're ready to start practicing under exam conditions. So again, guys, I recommend 2 weeks before the exam that you start going through the exam conditions process. So the IELTS answer sheets for task 2, there'll be like a front and a back, right? So for most people, people who write about 10 words per line. That's 25 lines, right? That's our goal. So Misha's saying that his writing is a bit bigger, a bit broader than that. So he needs more space. So Misha, don't be shy about asking for another sheet. That's totally fine. And again, guys, it's not in the morning. When you're doing the listening, the reading, the writing exam, the examiner's not in there. The person who's in the room is an invigilator. This person is not an examiner, okay? This person is there just to tell you the rules and make sure you don't cheat. That's it. And keep track of the time, of course. So, Misha, as soon as you see that you are reaching the end of your paper, okay, you can raise your hand and the invigilator will give you another sheet of paper. That's totally fine. There is nothing wrong with that. Okay, so after you start writing, at any point really, you can raise your hand and ask for another sheet of paper. That's totally fine.
Okay, thanks, Sue. I understood this one. My another question will be about crosses off, maybe.
Somebody's knocking on the door, so my dog is barking.
I also have a dog. Okay. So I understand you.
Just open it. There's a package being delivered. As we're recording this, it is the holidays. So I have been having a mailman at my door like every day. Okay. Sorry, Misha. What was your question?
Okay, my second question about crosses off.
Oh, okay.
And how many of those are allowed? Because sometimes I use handwriting very rare, extremely rare. Last time I write by my hand. Sign something, but write sentences and text was about before I prepared IELTS was 7 years ago, maybe more. I don't remember when I'm exactly
sure.
When it was the last time.
Yeah.
So, when I'm preparing to task one and task two.
Yeah. You cross lots of stuff off.
Yes. Very often I'm deciding to cross a sentence, a whole sentence, or sometimes even a paragraph. And my question is how it hurts my score and is it allowed?
Yeah, totally. There's two things I can tell you about this, actually. So one thing for you and for all of our listeners is you need to practice writing by hand, right? You have to get used to thinking like that, because when we type and when we write by hand, these are two different processes that our brain goes through. I know for me, it's much easier for me to compose things by hand if I'm writing like personal letters or things like that. But at this point, I'm so used to typing that I'm much faster at thinking and expressing myself if I'm typing. So if I were preparing for the IELTS exam, I would cut myself off from typing as much as I could and just practice the process of thinking and putting your ideas down by hand. So Misha, you're saying that you're not doing this a lot in your life right now. And most of us aren't, right? We don't write by hand anymore. So guys, you do need to make sure to practice writing by hand, okay? So Misha, that's the first thing. We just need to practice that process. And then that will mean fewer deletions, right? Because your thinking and writing will become more fluid and easier. However, having said that, when we proofread, so the third step of the writing process is checking our work, right? We do need to save time to do that. So when you're proofreading, you can definitely cross stuff off. You can cross stuff off as much as you want to. I try to avoid like a whole paragraph, like you're saying. But if we are practicing, then we're not going to have to do that. So as you're proofreading, if you see a word that's like repeated, right, you can cross that off and just above that, write the new word. That's totally fine. It does not hurt your score at all. You can have a lot of sort of messy moments like that in your essay, and it won't hurt your score at all. Okay. It's better for your score because you're improving your grammar and vocabulary because you're correcting stuff. So don't be shy about crossing stuff off and writing things better. Okay. That's totally fine. The examiner expects that. Hello, lovely IELTS candidates. If you would like to learn the linking words, the vocabulary, the structure that the examiner needs to see to give you a 7 or higher on your next IELTS writing exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay. Okay, Jessica, maybe I didn't understand, but I still ask one the same, not the same question, but about the same. Let's suppose, yes, I've practiced, I'm well prepared, but in exam, this is happened, and I found that I have a bad sentence. Yes, I was preparing, like but still, sure. My sentence is bad, and I need to cross it in the the exam. So that's totally fine. Okay.
Totally fine. Just cross off the whole sentence and then write it above. And again, I mean, if you need more space, if you do want to rewrite a whole paragraph, which there's not going to be a lot of time for that. But if, you know, worst case scenario, if this is what you have to do, then just ask for extra paper. You know, that's fine.
And this will not hurt my score.
No, not at all. There's absolutely nothing in the scoring rubric, in the descriptors that the examiner uses to score you. There's absolutely nothing about having a clean essay, about having a nice, neat essay. We don't expect that. You are required to produce the best essay you can in 40 minutes. I mean, it's going to be messy, right? We expect that. It's totally fine.
Okay.
Okay. I think we have time for one or two more questions. So what else have you got for us, Misha?
I have a question in some. I have a question about handwriting. So I don't really need to be care about my crosses and my wide and right handwriting.
Yep, yes? Totally fine. Yeah, totally fine.
Okay.
And Misha, so for listeners, the reason why Misha and I are talking today is because once in a while in our closed Facebook group for the students in our course, we open up opportunities like this for sort of a free class with me to be on the podcast. And Misha is a very dedicated student to getting his high score. So he's already scheduled to VIP sessions with me as well. So Misha, for you, if this is a worry for you, anything about the handwriting, you can write out an essay and scan it and send it to me, and I could tell you if it's, you know, illegible or not. But having said that, guys, all of the IELTS examiners are teachers, and all ESL teachers are very used to reading bad handwriting. So it would have to be atrocious, like horrible, for the examiner to not be able to read it. Okay, so if you're worried about, you know, having perfect handwriting or whatever, don't worry about it. The examiners are trained and practiced at reading pretty much any type of handwriting.
Okay, one more question. This is also a special situation, I suppose, but still. Let's suppose that we have a word center in our essay. So, two times, and we use it two times. Or maybe to the word realize. So, if in one in the first situation we use realize with Z, and on this in the second situation we use realize with S, and also the same about the center. We use ER, and the second we use RE. Is this a mistake? Will it be a mistake or not?
You know what? Honestly, like this would only be an issue if you're aiming for like an 8 or 9 for vocabulary. Other than that, it's not going to affect your score because they're both correct, right? One is American English, one is British English, and they're both correct spellings. So this is only going to be an issue if you're aiming for like the top score in vocabulary. You could do that and still get a 7. Like that would be fine. The only issue here is the repetition of a word, right? Which we want to avoid where possible. And just spelling something incorrectly is an issue, but those are both correct. Okay. This question has come up before from listeners and students in the course. So I know that a lot of people are worried about this. And like, to be honest, there are not that many differences between British and American English as far as spelling goes. And this is going to be a rare thing to pop up in your essay anyway. So this is one of those things that's such a detailed and rare occurrence that it's worrying about this is distracting you from the things that are should be taking up your attention. You know what I mean? So take this worry out of your mind, Misha. Don't even worry about it. It's not a big deal. What we do need to spend our time on is looking for repetitions and trying to paraphrase and come up with synonyms. Like, that's going to be a better use of your time than worrying about these small spelling differences. All right?
All right.
Okay, cool. All right, fantastic. So we've gone through 3 questions that I know listeners out there also have had. So guys, if you would like more details about our conversation today, a written record of it, come back to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. You can search for this episode. Just search Misha, because I'm going to put that name in the article, your name. So just search Misha. And Misha, how should we spell that? How should students search for that?
The right is M-I-S-S-H-A. Misha.
All right. Fantastic. So guys, just search Misha. This episode will come up along with the blog post to give you a written record of the questions and my advice today. So Misha, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I'm going to talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to see you next week.
Me too. All right. Awesome. Have a good day, Misha.
Good day, Jessica.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.